Welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
Digital transformation has become an essential part of businesses today, but it comes with its own set of challenges. One of those challenges is ensuring that employees have the necessary skills and knowledge to adapt to new technologies and ways of working. I'm Kyler Cheatham with Third Stage Consulting Group. We are a completely independent and technology agnostic advisory firm that helps our global clients reach the third stage of their digital transformation journeys. As pre-work to this conversation, I highly recommend you download our newly released 2023 Digital Transformation Report. It is packed full of all things from software selection to phase zero planning to implementation and user adoption, which is what we're talking about today. So let's get to it. In this video, we'll be discussing learning, development, and management in digital transformation, as well as sharing sample templates for a learning management plan. So stay tuned till the end. So let's unpack what is a learning management and development plan, why is it important, and how you can implement them effectively into your organization. The objective here is optimizing user adoption of your new technology and ensuring your employees feel confident, comfortable, and understand their value in business transformation. Employee resistance is a common challenge that organizations may face when implementing new processes or technology in general. Employees may be resistant to change for various reasons, such as fear of the unknown, a lack of understanding of the benefits of the change, or a belief that the change may negatively impact their job security or workload. However, an effective learning management plan is the antidote to employee resistance and can increase employee engagement and participation in the learning process. So let's start with learning development. Learning development is the process of identifying the skills and knowledge that employees need to succeed in their jobs and providing them with the necessary training and resources to acquire those skills, especially with the addition of new technology and processes. It is absolutely critical to ensure that employees are comfortable and view this new system and change as an asset to their work life. This can take many forms, from traditional classroom training to online courses and webinars. The key is to provide employees with the right resources to support and enable them to learn effectively. It's important to have this plan established and communicated prior to the implementation of any new processes or technologies. Next, let's move on to learning management. Learning management involves the administration, tracking, and reporting of employee training and development activities. Now, this is important because it allows organizations to track the progress of their employees' learning and development and ensure that they are meeting their goals. It also helps identify any areas where additional training may be needed. Data visibility and a deeper understanding of the overall user adoption tactics is a critical step in your digital transformation project. Most importantly, learning management provides organizations with a way to measure the effectiveness of their training programs, identify areas for improvement, and ensure that employees are getting the most out of their learning experiences. So now that we've defined learning development and learning management, let's talk about why they are important. Digital transformations change the way we work, and employees need to keep up with those changes to remain competitive and comfortable. Learning development and management plans are crucial for ensuring that employees have the skills and knowledge that they need to adapt to new technologies and ways of working. They also help improve employee engagement and retention by providing opportunities for growth and development within the organization.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
So, how can you implement learning development and management effectively in your organization? First, it's important to identify the skills and knowledge that employees need to succeed in their jobs. This can be done through job analysis and performance reviews. But for any new technology implementation, you need to be sure you understand any role changes, responsibility shifting, and new skills needed to effectively leverage new technology. This is the project leadership's job to understand and map out and communicate before the implementation. For more information on digital project roles in a digital transformation, I've linked a video here for you to review. Now, once you have identified these skills and knowledge areas, you can then provide the employees with the necessary training and resource to acquire them. This can be done through a variety of touch points, such as classroom training, online courses, and coaching. Lastly, it's important to track and report on employee training and development activities to ensure they are meeting their goals and that the organization is seeing that really important ROI on their digital transformation. As promised, here is a template for an effective learning management plan that can both address employee resistance and ensure you're optimizing your new technology. As a reminder, this is a general approach. However, each organization is unique and should have a tailored methodology per your culture, technology, and processes. Step one, communication. Clear and transparent communication is absolutely crucial for addressing employee resistance. Organizations should communicate the reason for the learning management plan, its benefits, and how it will impact the employees' roles and responsibilities. This helps employees understand the importance of the plan and how it will benefit them and the organization as a whole. The next step is engagement. Employees are more likely to participate in the learning process when they feel engaged and motivated. Organizations should ensure that the learning management plan is relevant and tailored to the employees' roles and responsibilities. This helps employees see the practical benefits of the plan and how it will help them in their daily work. Number three, support. Employees may feel overwhelmed or uncertain about the learning process and new technology in general. Organizations should provide support such as access to mentors, coaches, online resources to help employees overcome any challenges they may face. Number four, recognition. Employees who participate in the learning process and successfully acquire new skills should be recognized and celebrated. This helps to increase employee motivation and engagement in the learning process. Feedback. Employees should be given feedback on their progress and performance in the learning process. This helps them understand where they stand in the learning process and what to do to improve. It also helps them feel valued and recognized for their efforts. An effective learning management plan can help combat employee resistance by providing clear communication, engaging employees, providing support, recognizing employees' effort, and giving them feedback on progress and performance. By addressing employee resistance, organizations can encourage employee engagement and participation in the learning process and achieve the full benefits of your digital transformation. In conclusion, learning development and management are essential for any successful digital transformation. They provide employees with the necessary skills and knowledge to adapt to new technologies and ways of working, improve employee engagement and retention, and help organizations to remain competitive in a constantly changing digital landscape. I'm Kyler Cheatham with Third Stage Consulting Group. I hope you found this video helpful. If you do have any questions about user adoption or employee development and management programs, please feel free to reach out to me directly at kyler.cheatham@thirdstage-consultinggroup.com. My contact information is also listed below. Again, I highly recommend you download our 2023 Digital Transformation Report that is packed full of strategies and tactics to ensure that you are optimizing your new technology. Thanks so much for joining me today, and I will see you next time.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.